The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And how are you all this morning? All right. How are you this morning? Are you well? Of course, she loves grandma is what she really does. I love the fact that when we get together here by the baptismal font, because this is an important moment in your lives, in my life, in all our lives. This moment when we're baptized. But today, we celebrate the fact that Jesus got baptized. That's kind of cool. The fact that Jesus went through the same thing you did, and you did, and you did, and I did. That he was washed, and that he came up. But the amazing thing for Jesus is when he came up out of the river, the heavens opened up. A dove descended upon him, and the voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Now, do you know what? When you were baptized, the same kind of thing happened. Now, obviously, we didn't have a tear in the top of the church building, but the Spirit still came down on you and you too, right? And God still whispered in your ear and in the ear of anyone who was listening, "This is my child. I love them. I'm well pleased." Jesus' baptism shows us some of the power of our baptism. Someone once asked me, why did Jesus have to be baptized? The truth is, Jesus got baptized because he loves you. Because he loves you. He really does. So today we celebrate the fact that Jesus loves us, and I have something for you, all right? So that you will remember, I have a Jesus. And that little Jesus says on his little stole there, it says, "Jesus, heart you. Jesus loves you." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being baptized and showing us the power of our baptism. Continue to walk with us, work with us, live with us, walk with us, be with us as we try to share your love with others. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen.